Talk Live, your show, you take control, we kick off hour number one of the Tuesday edition. Toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the place to be. Everything there totally free. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We're starting things out by going straight to the calls, because this is the show about your calls. Let's talk to Mike in Illinois on the Amplifier line. Mike, what's up?
Hey, guys. I wanted to respond to an emailer you had on Friday night. He basically asked why libertarians vote.
Yeah.
And I've been faced with that question before when I talk with people and they find out that I subscribe to the libertarian philosophy, not necessarily the party, but the philosophy. And my answer to that is usually I end up undervoting a lot of the offices that I see on the ballot, meaning that I'll pull a ballot but not vote for anybody in hopes of creating a statistic for them, for the poll analyzers to see that, you know, maybe nobody, I didn't have confidence in anybody for this particular office.
I do the same thing. I will go in and vote for, if there's a race that I care about or a candidate that I want to support, like a libertarian candidate, or perhaps somebody else that might be of liberty mindset, I will vote for that individual. But if the other races, if I don't know anything and it's a Republican and Democrat in the race, I'll just leave it blank. Or if there's a write-in, I'll write in Mickey Mouse or somebody like that. I don't waste my time with races I don't know anything about.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I do. I'll study all the offices and candidates to try to get in touch with them if I can. But that's pretty much what I do anyways. I just wanted to share that to the emailer.
Very good, Mike. Well, I appreciate your call, man. Thanks for it. 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. So we got some international news to start the show out with here, Mark. North Korea has been in the news over the weekend. I remember the headline over the Drudge Report for the weekend was Nuke Weekend, and it had a picture of this North Korean soldier looking menacing. And apparently they claim to have actually set off a nuclear device.
Yeah, there's been some speculation that there was pre-detonation or post-detonation, which are, you know, failures.
And, of course, the United States government, George Bush and his people responding with veiled threats, what appeared to be veiled threats.
Well, yeah, veiled threats like offering them $95 million of our dollars.
What?
Yes. The U.S. grants North Korea nuclear funds. The U.S. government has announced that it will release $95 million to North Korea as part of... This is from Reuters. North Korea as part of an agreement to replace the Stalinist country's own nuclear program, which the U.S. suspected...
This is the Onion, right? They're not really the United States government, who has labeled North Korea as part of the axis of evil. They're not really giving taxpayer dollars to North Korea.
No, they actually mentioned the term axis of evil in the article.
Oh.
Yeah. In fact, we are.
This really is Reuters.
Yeah. Under the 1994 agreed framework, an international consortium is building two proliferation-proof nuclear reactors and providing fuel. I want you to remember that proliferation-proof for when I get to the end of the article.
Okay.
For North Korea while the reactors are being built. In releasing the funding, President George W. Bush waived the framework's requirement that North Korea allow inspectors to ensure that it has not hidden away any weapons-grade plutonium from the original reactors.
Wait. He waived the requirement, meaning that now they don't have to show off anything to any inspectors?
Right. If they want these reactors, they don't have to show us, they don't have to prove to us that they don't have weapons-grade plutonium.
Is this being reported in any sort of, like, major news source as a major article? Because
it's not a major article,
news.
We don't seem to care.
This seems like huge news.
It's
the U.S.
huge.
Going back on all this talk about how bad North Korea is and how evil they are. And it is a bad country. It's a communist, totalitarian nation. I mean, we certainly should not be sending any foreign aid to these people. Of course, I don't believe we should send foreign aid anywhere, but go ahead.
I agree. President Bush argued that the decision was vital to the national security interests of the United States.
Oh?
North Korea has repeatedly threatened to withdraw from the agreement. The $95 million in the recent weeks. It has been angered by President Bush's accusation that Pyongyang was part of an axis of evil producing weapons of mass destruction, which apparently they tested over the weekend. This annoyance was compounded by Washington's decision to withdraw this year's certification that North Korea is keeping its side of the agreed framework. It has systematically refused to allow International Atomic Energy Agency inspectors into its nuclear facility at the Yongbyong Research Base north of the capital. Pyongyang has justified its refusals by pointing out that the reactors are way behind schedule. I don't know. I don't understand that.
I think everything's behind schedule in North Korea.
Well, but the United States, too, government work's always behind schedule.
They have this, when I was doing a little bit of research into the country, they have this huge hotel that they were building in the 90s, and then they just bailed out. Like, they just stopped building it. There's this shell of a hotel in North Korea.
Crazy.
And it was never completed, because I guess it's too dangerous or something like that, and the contractor bailed out or something.
They didn't have OSHA.
Yeah. So I'm a little shocked here, Mark. I mean, how much more money are we sending to North Korea that we don't know about?
$95 million. It's pittance.
Right.
It's chump money.
I know. $95 million is chump money for the government, of course. But I mean, is there more?
They can waste that inside of a couple of days.
Right. Is there more money beyond $95 million that we don't know about? How much money?
I didn't know about this $95 million.
No, nor did I. How many taxpayer dollars are actually going to North Korea? If you have any idea, 800-259-9231.
One thing I can assure you about this agreement, this framework, as it's called, is it'll come in over budget.
What'll come? What now?
Well, the whole agreement to build their proliferation-proof reactors.
Yeah.
Come in under budget.
They're
going to
need more.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, of course. Okay. Everything comes in under.
Now, I'm supposed to remember proliferation proof for the end of the article, right?
Right. And
okay.
I'm almost there.
All right.
They were, let's see, originally expected to have completed next year, but now construction is not expected to even begin until August. Another issue is the different interpretations of the inspection's timing. According to the framework, North Korea should be fully compliant with IAEA safeguards when a significant portion of the project is completed. The builders say that will be around May of next year, given the inspections will take at least 3 years. This means that North Korea should start admitting inspectors now. But Pyongyang believes that there should only be the inspections to start rather than finish by that date. The head of the Non-Proliferation Policy Education Center in Washington, a critic of the agreed framework, has warned that even when the new reactors were completed, that they may not be tamper-proof. In bold, these reactors are like all reactors. They have the potential to make weapons so that you might end up supplying the worst nuclear violator with the means to acquire the very weapons that we're trying to prevent it from acquiring.
Oh, my goodness. This is stunning to me.
Yeah.
I mean, for all of the talk, now we're sending them $95 million for a nuclear reactor.
Yeah.
Why is it? I mean, is George Bush scared of Kim Jong-il? Is the United States government frightened of the North Korean government? Is that why we're sending the money over? Okay, we're going to give you this $95 million. Just don't test any more weapons. Don't. We're scared over here. I mean, what is going on?
You know what?
These are communists, totalitarian.
I just realized by reading this article, I had read it through twice and didn't quite get the dates, but what this article is suggesting is that we financed those the nuclear weapons that went off yesterday.
Over the weekend. When was this article written?
This was written in 2002, and I didn't see that at the top. And so when it says May of next year, it meant May of 2005 or 2003. Excuse me. So
I see.
We gave them $95 million in order to finance these reactors, and then we gave them the reactors so they could build the weapons grade plutonium, and we basically put together this whole
controversy, this whole scary situation. We were behind it. The United States is responsible.
Unfortunately, you know,
U.S. government.
We think that we can control these people, and you can't. You know, you're not gonna create enemies or friends by giving them this money. It's just not gonna happen.
Well, some of the more conspiracy-minded people might suggest that maybe this whole nuke scare thing was yet another distraction to keep people from thinking about the Military Commissions Act, which George Bush apparently is preparing to sign. They're talking about maybe having this big signing ceremony at some point this week. I mean, who knows? Maybe if we're sending him $95 million 3 years ago or 4 years ago, maybe relations aren't really that strained. Maybe it's all just for show. Maybe it's all just to get people all riled up and scared and nothing's happening.
What it seems to me is that the United States is responsible for all the threats that come against its people. I mean,
Iraq,
you know, we're the one who financed them in the beginning. And then
North
Korea? I don't know. I mean, it seems to me we're the one who create all these problems.
800-259-9231. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a combination of the best that public broadcasting has to offer
and NFL football.
We should pass a law mandating a cooling off period after the next 9/11 type attack. We know we're going to get hit again, and we know we're going to freak out and pass Patriot Act 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to feel bad that we acted in the heat of the moment.
Beating the ideas into the turf until something breaks. Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. Today is October 10th, 2006. Gold opened at $571.30, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $602.86. Again, that's $602.86 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering the creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves toll free. 800-259-9231 is the number for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And everything on the site is free, including the wiki. It's like your listener editable website. See it at wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So, Mark, you brought a story up at the top of the show about North Korea. We started it out thinking that it was a current story, but as you determined, it was actually written in 2002. But still ties in today because it involves the United States government giving $95 million taxpayer dollars to North Korea to develop a nuclear reactor.
Right.
And now here we are in 2006 with the government running around yelling about, oh my gosh, North Korea's got a bomb! Well, you financed it, fools! You knew exactly what was going on, didn't you?
You know, I don't know. Obviously, at the very least, it's $95 million that North Korea didn't need to spend on building reactors. You know, so they could put $95 million towards their missile program. So, the detonation...
Weren't they labeled the Axis of Evil around 2001? I mean, haven't they been part of the Axis of Evil for a long time, presumably? Wouldn't this $95 million have been handed out as they were also being considered the Axis of Evil?
Yeah, as they were, right.
It's just amazing to me. This government, the United States government... You cannot trust anything they say, even when it comes to North Korea. I mean, one of the Axis of Evil, the enemies of the United States, one of the most totalitarian communistic nations in the entire world, if not the most. And we're giving taxpayer dollars to them. Really? Republicans? You guys out there who are big fans of the Bush administration, pay attention, because they are talking out of both sides of their mouth every single time.
You know, as soon as North Korea's got this whole nuclear bomb thing down, they're going to roll across the, 39th parallel or whatever it is. They're going to take Seoul out. It's going to be Korea, and that's it.
So you don't think South Korea's got bombs, too? They're not a nuclear nation?
No.
Yeah, but they've got the United States troops there.
I think we pulled all them out.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard something about that, but I didn't really actually get any confirmation.
Why would we want to see our troops killed like that?
That would be ugly.
Yeah, it's not pretty.
That would be really bad. 800-259-9231, your thoughts about the North Korean situation. Really, it's all something that the United States government enabled and created. This whole scary nuclear situation might not be occurring if it weren't for your tax dollars being funneled over there. Now, as I pointed out before, and I want to make sure it's clear, when I say I don't support foreign aid, I don't support the U.S. government taking your money and giving it to any other country. I don't care what the excuse is. I don't care how bad they need the money, who it is they're giving it to. The issue is them taking your money and redistributing it.
Whether it's nuclear reactors in North Korea or whether it's giving food to Ethiopia.
I am not against helping people who need help. I want to make it clear, it's foreign aid by the government that I have a problem with.
Right. The government doesn't give food. The government gives money.
To bureaucrats.
To other governments.
Yes.
As though they're going to do the right thing with it.
And we know they won't.
This isn't the Christian Children's Fund or anything like that.
It wouldn't matter if it was. It wouldn't matter to me if it was the Christian Children's Fund, because the issue is the government taking your money and distributing it without asking you where to put it. And they're never going to ask you where to put it. They're never going to ask me where to put it, which is why we need to keep all of the money that we earn and send it to whoever we think is best. So if you want to support Israel, if you want to support Israel, you want to support Palestine, you want to support whoever it is your favorite country or movement is around the world, you should take the steps necessary to send them your hard-earned money on your own.
Because
the government should not be involved in foreign aid.
Currently, our government is taking our hard-earned money, taking a piece of it off the top for themselves to pay for all the bureaucrats that we employ, and then they're sending it over there. So they're sending your hard-earned money over there. If the government didn't take it, you could still send your hard-earned money.
Sure. It'd be more efficient if you did it.
Lick a little envelope, put a little stamp on there, and send it right off to...
Whomever. These days, you might be able to punch in a credit card on a website form.
Right.
So I just want to make it clear when I say I don't support foreign aid, I don't support government foreign aid. If you want to be handing out money around the world, your own money, then go ahead. I'll keep mine here, because I think the United States needs a lot of work before the rest of the world. 800-259-9231. I mentioned Mark Foley last segment as well. It's this distraction, the suggestion that this whole Mark Foley thing has been generated in order to distract the American populace from the Military Commissions Act of 2006. It's a little conspiratorial.
Yeah, it seems to me that it's more likely that the Democrats were waiting, biding their time to spring the story than anything.
You think it was the Democrats? See, this is an interesting article. E. Ford writing at Pine Magazine, pine-magazine.com. He says, it seems like years, but only 10 days. And by the way, I came across this because I was Googling today to see if the Military Commissions Act of 2006, which has been passed by the House and the Senate, I wanted to find out if it had actually been signed. Because in all this mess with Mark Foley getting coverage, I thought maybe there was a chance that Bush sort of quietly signed it and nobody really reported on it. Now, this article actually claims that it has been signed, but it's the only article on the internet at this time that is making that claim. So I don't believe that to be true. At this point, I don't think they have signed, or Bush has signed, the Military Commissions Act of 2006, but we'll let you know when we know for sure. Anyway, he goes on. He says, it seems like years, but only 10 days have passed since the Senate passed what I call that torture legislation, formerly called the Military Commissions Act of 2006. It's an act that gives President Bush sweeping power to interpret the Geneva Convention and strips non-citizens, and maybe even citizens, of their rights and liberties to several things, including a writ of habeas corpus, which allows an inmate or anyone charged with a crime the right to petition a court to determine whether their imprisonment is legal. The bill blurs the lines between the classifications of detainees between being designated a lawful enemy combatant and an unlawful enemy combatant and enemy of the state, which in the bill's varying definitions of enemy could include you or me. The act also supplies retroactive get-out-of-jail-free cards for all involved in torture and rendition, now legal under U.S. law but illegal under international law. In the world of news, it doesn't get any newsier. But there are diversions, and the Bush administration adeptly uses them masterfully whenever they wish to distract the public attention from the real issues. Enter Mark Foley. Within hours of the Senate passage of the bill, the media were in a homophobic, pedophilic feeding frenzy with nonstop coverage of Florida Republicans' Florida Republicans' resignation from Congress. It's still going right now. Foley is the number one story at ABC News at the moment.
Sex sells, especially in the news.
On Friday, as the Senate passed the torture legislation, which is just going to gut and essentially rewrite the Constitution, most Americans were Googling for Mark Foley.
I'm sure.
Something had been done. The administration played the Foley card. America likes nothing more than a good old sex scandal, especially one involving pedophilia, which, by the way, Mark Foley, to his defense, is not a pedophile.
No, that's a misuse of the term.
He's an amphibiophile.
Right.
Homosexuality and a congressman.
Amphibiophile, no one knows what that is, and it's no fun to use.
It's somebody who likes teenage people. Yeah. Teenage boys or girls, in this case, boys. So, homosexuality and a congressman. Republican, too. You doubt it, says the blog post? Well, we'll come back with more. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. Also, coming up, there's been a lot of school shootings in the news. Well, what's the response at some schools? Police state Big Brother crackdown on the students. We'll explain. It is Free Talk Live.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-403-7311. That's 1-800-403-7311. 1-800-403-7311.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind with the toll-free number. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates to get clued in about what's going on with the show. Updates. freetalklive.com. Again, updates. freetalklive.com. Talking about Mark Foley as a possible distraction. Now, this is a little bit conspiratorial, and I don't know if it's true or not, but it's an interesting suggestion. For instance, Mark, back in the 1990s, the Clinton administration, it was suggested that Bill Clinton had, or I guess, the suggestion was that they used the sex scandal to distract people from the bombings that Bill Clinton was engaging in around the world. I think in Bosnia.
No, at the time it was Iraq.
Iraq. Anyway, there was a lot of violence going on overseas, and it was suggested that the sex scandal came out as a result to...
And you should have heard the Republicans howl about the innocent Iraqis dying when Bill Clinton was bombing them.
They didn't.
No, they did.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they howled about it.
Oh, okay.
Innocent people, blah, blah, blah. But when the Republicans kill them, it's okay.
And then when the sex scandal came out, it gave the Republicans something else to howl about, something more titillating, something more interesting to the American public. Because the Americans sure don't care about foreigners dying over in the desert. They don't care. Apparently not.
No.
And so the same thing...
No evidence that we care.
This guy at Pine Magazine is suggesting the same thing is going on here now with the Bush administration. He points out that right after the Military Commissions Act was passed by the Senate, this whole Mark Foley thing broke. The news broke. And he says that you may say that this would be the Republicans eating one of their own, and you'd be partially correct. But Mark Foley is a gay, pedophilic Republican, and this plays directly to their base, the evangelical, homophobic Christian right. If you fail your base on the same-sex marriage issue, why not purge the party of those soft on homosexuals? It appears to be working marvelously with 47 subpoenas so far. It has become very dangerous to be a gay Republican in the district, especially one who preys on pages. Diversion accomplished. Maybe you remember in June and July, way back when Bush finally admitted that Iraq didn't have weapons of mass destruction and that the United States were closing secret prisons in other countries, transferring the kidnapped victims called rendition detainees to Gitmo. Then from out of nowhere comes this man named John Mark Carr. Do you remember that name? Do you remember what he admitted to?
I don't remember that. No.
Really?
Oh, the car?
You don't even remember? See?
It was a sex scandal, right?
Yeah, it was. John Benet Ramsey.
Oh, that guy.
See? See, yeah. Not even you. Not even you who does a talk show for a living.
Yeah,
remember
but
who
not,
John Mark Carr was.
Yeah, but he's not. He's a criminal. He's not what
is
I do for a living. Well, I mean, he's a sicko. I guess he's not a criminal.
Oh? Well, let's continue. So, you remember what he admitted to, right?
Yeah, John Benet Ramsey.
Killing John Benet Ramsey.
Right.
Do you remember why he left the U.S. in the first place? So as W. signed the Military Commissions Act of 2006 into law, we had the Democrats screaming, who knew what and when did they know about the I'm so horny instant messages? The American public was no more the wiser that our Constitution had just been raped. Howard Laswell defines politics as, quote, who gets what, when, and how, and the reallocation of available values. Rove, by his own admission, Karl Rove, believes everything is political and should be used for maximum political benefit. In practice, Rove is one of the most frugal men in politics. It's not that I'm paranoid, I'm just trying to be aware. To think the Foley scandal arose coincidentally on the same day that this historic legislation passed the Senate is naive. Now, it is, again, an interesting suggestion. I don't know if it's true or not, what he's suggesting here. He goes on, 5 years ago, if someone had told you that this country would abandon the Geneva Convention, abolish habeas corpus, spy on the citizenry through tapping email accounts and phone lines, kidnapping people and rendering them to countries that specialize in torture, imprisoning people without trial or allow trials and then convict them on secret evidence, and that the military would blatantly admit that prisoners have been murdered while in custody, you would call BS, and so would I. Now I wonder, and I hope you do too. It seems America's yawning, and it also appears Americans are more interested in sex, pedophilia, and homosexuality than they are about the elimination of basic human rights. It's more than past the time to look at the magician's other hand, to notice the man behind the curtain, if we're not too late. It's time we give credit where credit's due. We are being played, and if we, the American public, do not wake up to this fact, this administration will continue to get away with murder, both literally and figuratively. As a postscript, John Mark Carr lied. He didn't kill John Benet Ramsey. You remember that development, right?
Right. And which just seems so strange. I mean, it was just strange. Why would he say he did it when he didn't? He was clearly a messed up dude.
Well, his suggestion, the guy writing this article, was to distract from all of the admissions coming out by the Bush administration.
I hear the suggestion. I don't know. I mean,
and they sure did pick up the Carr story and run with it. That was the number one story, just like the Foley story
was.
Can
they make any connection between Carr and the Bush administration?
No, I don't think so. In fact, what about Mark Carr? What about John Mark Carr? Where is he now? Do you even know Mark? I do.
I believe he's been... Hold on. The last charge was dropped against him.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't he go to Thailand?
No, they took him from Thailand.
Okay.
And brought him here to face charges.
No, I don't.
Here's the latest. Colorado authorities sent him back to California when they realized that he didn't kill JonBenet Ramsey.
Right.
They sent him back to California to face earlier porn charges that were also dropped when prosecutors lost his computer. Oops. The Military Commissions Act of 2006 is now the law of the land. I don't know if that's true because this, again, is the only article claiming that. And the Foley investigation is in high gear. So John Mark Carr is free to go, Mark. It's all done with him. He's moving on. The news has moved on. He's no longer interesting anymore.
So you don't know where he is. You just know where he was last seen, which was...
He has no more charges. He's facing
California.
No more charges.
Right.
He is
that
a free man.
Yes.
So he came in. The article suggesting it. I don't know if it's true or not. But he came in, distracted everybody from the admissions of the Bush administration about there being no WMDs and the other things over there.
You know, I only vaguely looked at the stories as far as he goes. I mean, I look much more deeply. Those aren't the stories that interest me.
But clearly they interest the news editors.
Because no matter what, there's always going to be sickos that want to kill children and rape children and things like that. There's nothing you can do about it except keep your kids safe. Keep an eye on your kids. So it doesn't have anything to do with the sort of thing I look for. What I look for is politicians meddling. So, you know, I don't pay much attention to stories like cars.
I know you don't,
mm-hmm.
But the point here is, and I realize this guy's sort of conspiratorial, and I don't know if I agree with him that this is all conspiracy and Karl Rove is behind it. I don't know about that. But what it does point out is that the U.S. media has some severe priority issues. I mean, they just don't care about these this huge news, the Military Commissions Act.
Look,
nobody's talking
sells.
About this.
They know what
I
sells.
I know they know what sells, and that's the problem.
So it's not the media, it's the consumers of
is
the media.
Is it, again, chicken and the egg. Really, is it the consumers or is it the media? I'd like to know what you think on this. 800-259-9231.
Look at C-SPAN. They've got, you can find out everything you need to know on C-SPAN.
No, you the can't. C-SPAN's are, just a, all they do is record the stuff that goes on in the House.
Well, you're keeping
it's
an eye on it.
Boring as sin.
Yep, but you're keeping an eye on them. Whereas on the Fox channel, it's going to be Mark Carr and what, you know, hot blonde chick got lost in which foreign
right.
country.
That's what this is pointing out, and I think it's sad. Whether it's the news editors or it's the people of America or both or what, a chicken or egg, I don't know which comes first. I don't know who sets the pace. But it's really just a sad, sad situation we have in this country.
I have to agree. I don't think those stories matter.
And I would like to know what you think. At 800-259-9231. And it's amazing that I can't find this article claims the Military Commissions Act of 2006 was signed. But there's no other evidence on the Internet that that is the case. Well, so as far as I'm concerned, I don't believe what this article says about that, because I would think somebody would report on the president signing the Military Commissions Act into law. There would be some sort of official Reuters AP report.
All it claims is that it's the law of the land, right?
Yeah. Well, he claims Bush signed it earlier in the article.
Okay.
And there's another article that says there's going to be this big signing ceremony going on at some point this week. So, again, we'll let you know when it happens. We'll cover it, presuming the news gets to us. I hope it does. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves still to come. High school in Houston. What sort of security have they hoisted on the students there? You won't believe it. I mean, this is Big Brother times 10. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
What?
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $375 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation. convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything's free. And if you like that, then you can vote for the show. Great way to show your support for Free Talk Live. And, of course, it will cost you nothing more than maybe a minute of your time. Go to vote.freetalklive.com to get it done. It's a once-a-month sort of thing, so if you've yet to do it in the month of October, head now to vote.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference because the more votes we get, the higher we are on the podcast top 10. I believe we're still currently ranked at number 2. And that's thanks to those of you who have voted. If you've yet to do it, head now to vote.freetalklive.com. So the police state has expanded to the classroom. We knew this was happening. I mean, we've seen a story here and a story there about RFID tags and cameras and things that are, you know, ID checks. And now it's all been combined together, Mark. Houston, according to USA Today, each morning the 16,000 students in the Spring Independent School District in suburban Houston swipe their ID tags as they climb onto the school bus. A radio frequency tag tracks them, as it does when they arrive at school and as they leave the building. Nearly 1,000 cameras watch them all day. Every visitor, parents, volunteers, the guy who fills the Coke machine, must surrender his or her driver's license to a secretary who checks it against a national database of sex offenders. This fall, the nearly one in three schools literally trap visitors inside a secure vestibule, a bulletproof glass room, until they're checked out. Sound pretty spooky, huh?
It does, but why is it bad?
Because it's conditioning people to accept a police state as part of their everyday lives. Welcome to the brave new world of school security, says USA Today. In an era when deadly school shootings seem to happen like clockwork, schools are hardening up, trying unconventional means to deter violence and keep track of students and adults. President Bush convenes a school safety summit today in response to a spate of shootings. Oh, great! That's news to me.
So safety summit.
So because there's been three school shootings within a three-week time frame, essentially, now the federal government's going to get involved, Mark.
Oh, good.
Because,
well, things always work out when the federal government gets involved.
Schools have been long beefing up security, often in the face of diminishing funding, creating crisis plans and investing millions in systems they hope will deter the next deadly incident. Alan Bragg, the chief of the school's police, says if somebody's really determined to get into a school and they have a high enough caliber weapon, they're going to get in. But ID checks and the like are, quote, a huge deterrent to most would-be criminals.
You know, one thing's for sure is, you know, schools will figure out some way to spend all that extra money they get from the property taxes. And this is just proof. They've got, the school has RFID swipe, card swipes. It has
tracking as well. It's RFID tracking. They know when you're in and when you're out.
Bulletproof Sally ports and over 1,000 cameras?
Good Lord.
Now, it's not just the one school. It's the district that has over 1,000
cameras.
Still, though, it's serious stuff. And though the shootings like those at Columbine High in 1999 prompted schools to be on the lookout for violent students, safety experts say kidnapping and molestation cases have also forced them to pay attention to adults on campus. Florida and California both now require criminal background checks for anyone working or regularly visiting a school. Alan Meesum, CEO of Raptor Technologies, who sells the visitor tracking system that the district uses, says people need to realize that the day of the open campus is changing. So they're going to make it look more like a jail now.
They already look like jails.
Schools in 19 states use it to stop registered sex offenders at the front desk. Since the school year began, Meesum says it has ID'd more than 100 offenders, about 7 a day.
Registered sex offenders, why are they more dangerous? I mean, I can see registered people that mess with children or something like that, but why registered sex offenders? I mean, there's such a broad sweeping category of sex offenders. I mean, you can pee on a golf course, get caught, and you're a sex offender.
Yes, you are.
Does that mean you shouldn't be around kids anymore?
I mean, according to the law.
Americans are just crazy about this whole kids thing.
Right, and they leave out the fact that because they're checking visitors.
I wouldn't let my 14-year-old boy do any babysitting. I wouldn't let him do any. Because I'm afraid that he'd be accused of something.
Yeah, it could be.
Boys, I mean, men in general are just considered to be these sex-crazed
fiends,
beasts that cannot be controlled.
Some of them can.
Well, some of them can. There's plenty of women that get charged with sex crimes, too.
Yeah, that much is true. So anyway, the idea that you can check your guests and find out whether or not they're sex offenders is nice and all, but what about the rest of the staff at the school? What about those that have been working there for a decade that sort of escaped the mandates that they now have? They're going to check all new employees for being sex offenders, but what about the ones that have been there for a while? What about the ones that are, you know, have tenure? Do you believe that they're all clean, that they're all not doing anything sexual with the
students? If a janitor gets picked up for soliciting prostitution, does that mean that he can't work at the school anymore?
Apparently. Presuming they find out about it, I guess.
Well, if he's been picked up for it, I suspect they would.
Raptor, let's see, they're now in 2,000 schools in 212 districts, this security system. After an initial investment of $1,500, schools pay $432 a year to access the system. Schools, most often it's the secretaries at the front desk, scan a driver's license. The system transmits the visitor's name, date of birth, and photo to Raptor. If the data match those of someone in the sex offender registry, Raptor emails the arrest photo to the school, lining it up next to the driver's license photo. An on-screen prompt asks, is this the person registering? If the photos match and the secretary clicks yes, police get an email or text message. In most cases, the visitor, often a parent, may simply get restricted access. Many offenders have been stopped from working or volunteering at schools, and in a few cases, police have tracked down offenders and arrested them. More schools may be getting the technology soon, as the Justice Department recently chose Raptor as the pilot program for schools nationwide. So, if you're visiting your child at a school, get ready, because your school may be next. Your school may be the next school where they're going to install this airlock system, or whatever it is they called it, the system where you're essentially, they call it a secure vestibule, where you walk into a room surrounded by bulletproof glass, and you wait until the bureaucrats are ready to check you out to make sure you're okay to come visit your own son or daughter. 1-800-259-9231.
Well, everyone has a choice in this. They have the choice every single day as to whether or not they want to send their kid to this place. Now, I don't have the choice as to whether or not I want to pay for it if I live in this school district, but I do have the choice as to whether or not I want to send my kid to this prison.
That much is true. So, and you would choose no.
No, I wouldn't send my kid there.
As would I, if I had one, and I don't. 1-800-259-9231. So you've got cameras, you've got RFID tracking technology. Each kid has a RFID tag. Your children have been tagged. They have school identification. Now, they always had, I mean, they've had for a long time at least, student ID cards.
Yeah, I didn't understand the purpose of them when I went to school. They gave you a student ID card, and the only thing I ever used it for was to get a discount at the movies.
Yeah, that's pretty much all it was good for. And anyway, so now it's moved on. Now it's moved on to tracking and cameras and restrictions on visitors, and it's just a scary situation. And if you're a parent today And if you are actually, if you have kids at one of these schools, I would love to hear from you at 800-259-9231 if you've actually experienced this security system that they have set up. And if you haven't yet experienced it, how do you feel about it? Are you excited? Do you think that this is something you'd like to see happen at your local school district? Is this something that turns you on? Do you, does it make you feel like your kids are going to be safer? I mean, even the cop himself admitted that all of this security isn't going to stop somebody with a high-caliber weapon. I mean, if you want to come in there, you're just going to come in and shoot people. I mean, they don't. In a lot of schools, there's open-air walkways and that sort of thing. There's not total security. It's not a total lockdown. It wouldn't be that difficult for somebody who was intent on killing people to get in and start killing people.
Well, they have a bulletproof sally port. Are you telling me they just have doors that are wide, you know, screen doors in the back that are just wide open? I mean, why would they have a bulletproof sally port in the front if they have, doors open in the back?
I don't know. I got the impression that this was just for the check-in area.
Well, then why check in?
Exactly. I wouldn't check in if I was going to go on a school rampage.
Just kind of wander around the school. I came in the wrong place. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's really frightening. And it's amazing. You know, the really sad thing is that Americans are just bending over for it. You asked earlier what the problem was. Well, the problem is that we don't care. The problem is that American parents don't give a flip that their children are being monitored and tracked and watched by a bunch of officious bureaucrats. It's no big deal to them.
Well,
they're keeping us safe.
I'm more concerned with the fact that I'm obligated to pay for it.
That's a factor as well.
I don't like that part.
I don't think they're concerned with that either. I don't think American parents give a darn. And I really wish it was different.
Or taxpayers for that
matter. I really wish it was different. And in fact, you've got a story, Mark. There's some politician suggesting that, I guess, teachers should be able to be armed. Well, whoa, what a radical idea. You know, I bet he's receiving quite a bit of opposition on that. We might get into that in a little bit here. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Also on the way, things have gotten a little heated. I think it was a Texas race where the GOP has outed another candidate as an atheist. We'll get into that. Your calls as well. Whatever's on your mind, this is your show. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.